Welcome to Coco Vocabulary Galaxy. I'm your friend Jennifer. Today we're going to learn a new word, preceding. And yesterday we have learned the original form of preceding, that is precede. 今天呢，大家一起来学习 preceding。昨天已经学过它的原型 precede， 大家还记得吗？ And now preceding, let's analyze it. The first meaning of preceding is the process of using the court to settle.Or a disagreement, or to deal with a complaint. 意思是诉讼，诉讼程序。Always followed by against somebody for something. 经常和 against 连用。破产诉讼就是 bankruptcy proceedings. 离婚诉讼 divorce proceedings. 引渡诉讼 extradition proceedings.向某人提起法律诉讼说成是 to bring legal proceedings against somebody. To bring legal proceedings against somebody. And the second meaning of proceedings is 事件过程一系列行动 means an event or a series of actions. 举个例子，明天市长将在市政厅宣布大会开幕。说成是 The mayor will open the proceedings at the city hall tomorrow. The mayor will open the proceedings at the city hall tomorrow. 这里作为一系列的行动要用复数形式 proceedings. And the third meaning of proceeding is 正式记录公报 means the official written report of a meeting, etc. 会议等的正式记录公报And now we were going to learn another form of proceed is proceeds. Proceeds, it's a noun. Proceeds 的意思是收入、收益、进款。It means the money that you receive when you sell something or organize a performance. 售物或演出等的收入、收益、进款。举个例子，他卖掉了汽车，然后用这笔收入买了一架钢琴。She sold her car and bought a piano with the proceeds. She sold her car and bought a piano with the proceeds. 这次音乐会的收入将捐给慈善机构。The proceeds of the concert will go to charity. The proceeds of the concert will go to the charity. Okay, my dear friends, those are the biggest meaning of proceedings and proceeds. You got it? I strongly recommend you to use them in your daily life. 好啊，亲爱的朋友们，以上就是 proceeding 和 proceeds 的重要含义，大家掌握了吗？一定要经常用起来。Jennifer is always here for you.